This is Wired Wednesday with Ben Wilson.
We're starting a new weekly feature tonight here on the News 1130 Evening Show. It's called Wired Wednesday, and each week we'll be joined by local tech expert John Beeler to discuss all things techie. Welcome, John. Good to have you with us tonight.
Hello.
Hi there. So we have a few things to talk about and only a few minutes to do so, so let's get right to it. First off, tell us about this local company called Signal.
Yeah, actually, Signal is the product that the Internet of Things Design Shop, which is a Coquitlam-based company, they did a crowdfunding campaign last year. And basically what it is a personal beacon. So if you think about GPS, GPS can tell you that you're at your house or you're at a store or whatever, but it can't tell you where you are in those places. And a personal beacon is more like a micro-location sensor that detects your smartphone. And the really neat thing about it is you're able to program what happens when your smartphone is in proximity of that smart beacon. So this little $50 device, you can have them sort of all over the place. And whenever your phone gets in range of it, it can do different things. And also when your phone leaves that range, it can do different things. So things like you can have one in your car, for example. So whenever you get into your car, it automatically launches your favorite music streaming app. Or when you get home, you can have it turn on your lights. You can do all kinds of different things depending on the apps that you have installed and the sort of the recipes that you program it with.
Sounds good, Nan. And the cost of this?
It's $50, and they're shipping now.
All right, sounds good. Next up, and I think this is a really cool thing, it's called the Smart Harness. Tell us about that.
Yeah, researchers at North Carolina State University have created a device that allows owners of guide dogs to get a better understanding of their animal's current sort of status. Especially for blind users of guide dogs, they have a really tough time sort of getting a feel for what the state of their dog, emotional state is, physical state, that type of thing, because these dogs are trained to be very calm and not draw attention to themselves no matter what the situation, because they're trained to sort of help the person that they're guiding. And so what these researchers have done is they've actually created a special device that attaches to the leash, and it actually measures the breathing, heart rate, and a few other different things of the animal. And it sends little pulses to the leash handle to let the owner know that, you know, the breath of the dog has changed. Maybe they're breathing really heavy. This is something they wouldn't normally be able to detect unless they're actually like right in the dog's face. So this device will actually give the owners a sense of sort of their calm state, and then also if they're in a stressful state or in any kind of distress.
This is available now?
It's currently like in prototype, but it's basically a very simple device using off-the-shelf parts, and it's going to be released in a research paper very soon.
All right, and finally, with about a minute left, Adidas apparently coming out with 3D sneakers?
Yeah, and the really interesting thing about the 3D printed sneakers that Adidas has been prototyping is they're actually made from ocean waste. So there's a group called Parley for the Oceans, which is aimed at eliminating the plastic waste that ends up in the oceans. And what they're doing is they're taking that garbage, basically, and using it as a raw material to print sneakers that Adidas has designed, and basically just showcasing the potential ability of recycling and reusing stuff that, you know, has been clogging the oceans for decades now. And it's a prototype, but it's basically just a proof of concept to see if they can do this in a production level and use recycled plastics and garbage, basically, to make running shoes.
So it's in prototype right now, so no idea of the cost.
No, but, you know, it's probably going to be comparable to a typical running shoe. But it will be custom 3D printed, so there may be a little bit of a premium for that. But it's also a really good story for your shoes of where the materials came from.
All right, John, that's all of our time. Thank you so much for talking with us tonight.
Great talking to you.
And full disclosure, by the way, have you any of these companies paid you to talk about the products?
They have not, although I was a backer of the Signal, and I did get one, but I paid for it.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay.
That's John Beeler, local technology expert. Listen for Wired Wednesday each week right here on the News 1130 Evening Show. In just over 60 seconds, we'll check traffic and weather together on the ones.